The U.S. Census Bureau reports that the number of people in the United States who speak a language other than English at home increased by 3 times between 1980 and 2019. About 1 in 5 people in America speak a second language at home. That is 68 million people. Dina Arid of California, who is the mother of 3 children, is one of them. She grew up speaking Arabic at home. She said it is true that the country is a melting pot, a place where many cultures come together. Arabic is one of the 5 most spoken second languages in the U.S. Arid speaks mostly English to her children and is trying to teach them a little Arabic. She said some of her cousins didn't get to learn Arabic. They always wished that their parents spoke to them in Arabic more, so that they have that language, she noted. Spanish is the most popular second language in the United States. More than 41 million people, about 12 times more than the other most common second languages, speak Spanish at home. Hispanics are the largest minority group in the United States. 55% of Spanish speakers were born in the United States. The other languages in the top 5 are Chinese, Tagalog, and Vietnamese. Jenny Nguyen is studying dentistry in Virginia. Her parents emigrated from Vietnam, so they spoke both English and Vietnamese at home. I would speak English at school during the day, and at night, I would only speak Vietnamese just so I could keep the language, Nguyen says. When I was younger, I didn't understand the importance, but I think now I'm very glad that I'm able to speak and write at such a proficient level. She was able to put her language skills to use when she traveled to Vietnam to offer free dental care to poor communities. Many of her co-workers there were also Vietnamese Americans. They couldn't really communicate with the patients, Nguyen says. I was one of the very few young volunteers that were able to speak with the patients and communicate with them what was going on. Kathy Irway is a food writer based in New York City. Irway is using a language application to improve her ability in her mother's native Mandarin Chinese. She said her parents used Chinese between them to talk secretly when their young children were listening. The Census Bureau reports that the number of people who spoke only English at home also increased by about 25% during the same period. I'm Jill Robbins.